Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 337. Today there's a dog in the background, grunting and chasing a ball. But fortunately, we also have a question from Robert, who asks, how can you introduce an antagonist when doing tight third-person or first-person narration? Do they have to meet? Well, eventually, probably, but you can introduce an antagonist long before you actually see them on screen. You can do it by reputation. You can do it by correspondence. You can do it by rumor, which I suppose is a kind of reputation. And I'm assuming by tight third person you mean no cutaways in other chapters to other people, because that's the obvious way to do it. You can also do it by misdirection, so you can have them meet and the main character not know that they've met. Look at the way it's done in The Maltese Falcon, with the character of the Fat Man, or indeed in The Big Sleep with the character of Sean Regan. Sean Regan never actually appears in The Big Sleep at all, even though he's the MacGuffin, and for a long time he seems to be the antagonist. Big Sleep by Raymond Chandler, or The Maltese Falcon by Dashiell Hammett. The Fat Man in Dashiell Hammett is whispered about and rumored about for a long time before he actually shows up. And when he shows up, he definitely lives up to his publicity. For my own work, I wrote a book wherein the antagonist never actually shows up, and yet he's a consistent presence throughout the story. And that's He Ain't Heavy. It's the fifth Clark Lantham book. It reads fine as a standalone. If you read He Ain't Heavy, you'll note that the two biggest antagonists never actually show up in the story, because they're both dead. But one of them you don't find out till very late in the book. One of them is the reason for the entire case in the first place. But their legacy comes from beyond the grave. Another Lantham book that does this in a different way would be Blood and Weeds, where the antagonist doesn't show up until about the third act, maybe the fourth act. But he is a constant presence throughout the book in terms of his reputation and the fact that Lantham's investigating him. And Lantham has got him under surveillance. He hears about him. He digs deep on his background. But he doesn't actually come face to face with the antagonist, nor do we get a scene with the antagonist until the fourth or fifth act of the book. It's really, really late. But he is developed by proxy through all these other means. And that's a very tried and true way of doing things. It shows up particularly in the crime drama, where the discovery of the antagonist is frequently one of the things that goes on. But it shows up in a lot of other forms, too. You can get it in historical fiction. You get it in Lord of the Rings. Sauron. You don't meet him face to face till, well, actually ever. You feel his presence, you see his proxies, you see his armies, and you get to know Sauron as a character. And you get to know his backstory and begin to understand the history of his conflict, but you never actually meet Sauron. His antagonism is carried out through proxies through the whole book, and frankly, Gollum is the main real antagonist in those stories. And him we don't bump into directly until beginning of The Two Towers, which is halfway through the series, even though his presence is definitely in the proceedings from midway through The Fellowship of the Ring. So those are some books and genres I'd look at if you want to see how to do this. There's all sorts of ways to do this, and it's worth noting that your antagonist does not have to be a person. It can be an organization, it can be a force of nature. The antagonist is that which stands in the way of the main character. It can be nature itself. You can have a series of antagonists that populate your story while the bad guy is sitting in the background waiting. And that can be a very effective way to do things. Take a look at some of your favorite books and see how many books actually do this, because it's a lot more common than it feels like it ought to be. It's because it's a very, very effective way of doing things. Great question. Thanks very much for sending it in, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc., and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.